Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live on the website. And, of course, we're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in the country. And let's not forget, just for good measure, we've added some great independent stations here, there, and everywhere to blend out the whole sound that we call the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, we're also streaming live on the Internet. We're also on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Many ways to hear us. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers, and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang out there, John and Pat and Jim and Joe running with the mail, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and other petroleum products so we can go when we need to. And you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. And don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and find out all the different things that we have to offer. Now, joining us to start this hour, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yep, there they are. 85 degrees. 85 degrees. It was 86 in Las Vegas. I think it's still about the same, right, Kyle?
I believe so.
That's yep, right. And we're at 85 degrees. All right, well, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yep,
of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States
of America,
and to the
Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty
and justice
for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle and Denise, we had this little episode involving some $6 billion to get five Americans back. So, Denise, what do you think of that one?
Furious. You know, they're not the garden variety Americans. They're actually Iranians. They're likely on false charges, but nonetheless, they've been accused of spying or whatever. After 2 years of negotiations, the Biden administration has decided that they would release Iranian oil seized funds in the amount of $6 billion that was held in South Korea, but they're now turning it over to the Qatari government. So the Qatari government will put it into a trust fund and manage it from there. Well, I don't trust the Qataris at all. Never did. I put them in the same category as the Iranians. But one of the six in this crowd was already on house arrest. The other five have been moved from Evan Prison to a hotel, which is where this house arrest is. And I don't know what that's going to necessarily look like until such time that these people are on their way back to the United States. Now, I would imagine that there's very good reason that we seized $6 billion of Iranian money. I would also argue that we have a whole lot of reasons here lately to not even be in negotiations with Iran, because of all the things that Iran does, including, you know, tanker ships, oil ships, the Straits of Hormuz, providing drones to Russia to use in Ukraine. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Now, from a humanitarian standpoint, happy about it. You know, we'd certainly like to get what they say are Americans. I'm not convinced of that, but we'd like to get people back and get them out of Evan Prison. I'm fine with that. But we generally, you know, the press is calling this a prisoner swap. Well, no, it's not a prisoner swap. It was pay to play, you know. We gave them money. So the whole thing stinks, personally.
Kyle, what do you think?
Well, you know, perhaps it's not exactly apples to apples, but remember when Obama sent the pallets of cash in the middle of the night on an airplane, basically, to Tehran? It's a high price to pay, of course, but that money is not going to be used for good, obviously, by the Iranian regime.
Never. Exactly right. It'll never be used for good. And we don't, by the way, we do not talk directly to Iran. We have no diplomatic channels to them that we use to talk to them. We use Switzerland as the mediator, which is the reason that, you know, John Kerry, that money under the Obama administration went to Switzerland to start with, because that is our only open channel.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren right after these messages, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and all that good stuff. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday, and we'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. In this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon, Kyle Warren, was brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Geico, of course, has been saving people money for more than 85 years, and they currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, you can go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a cost comparison for the vehicles that you're driving or vehicle, whether it's a car or a truck, and find out what they would charge you for insurance and see if it would save you some money. Now, in the meantime, if you've got, oh, maybe a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can bundle that on your car policy and save money that way. But where you really, really save a bunch of money is when you put your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance on your Geico insurance policy. That will save you the most money, period. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Find out where your local agent is or do it right there on the website. You get a cost comparison rate, and you might be really surprised at how much money you're going to save. And you can say thank you afterwards. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, and of course, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, as well as from the Denise Simon Experience. Now, we got a caller just called in here. Let me see here. I think I know who this is. Good morning. Is this David up in Michigan?
Yeah, how you doing, Captain?
What's up?
I was just listening that Native Americans, they want us to change our team back to the Redskins.
Yeah, the Washington Redskins. That's what they want. And that's a tribal.
Yeah,
that's a tribal group.
Our team here in Sandusky was also called the Redskins.
Yeah.
They took us to court to have it changed.
Okay.
So what my idea is, if they want it changed back to the Redskins, tell them to put the money up, because I was reading that It'll cost them $30,000 to change it back to the Redskins.
It costs more than that, my friend, and millions of dollars we're talking about. Okay, I got to go. We're gonna
they can either put up or shut up.
All right, thank you, David. You have a great night. All right, well, Denise, what do you think about changing the football name back to the Redskins?
Well, I mean, I'm fine with that.
Me too.
You know, the progressives, you know, they invented this thing.
Yeah. Kyle, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, I think it's very interesting indeed. It's actually coming from a Native American group. So
yes, it's a chief council, I understand, the chiefs.
Well, right. So it make it very difficult to criticize that request. And so we'll see. Who knows?
All right. Well, take it away.
All right. Well, good morning once again, Denise. Wanted to ask you about this development with Ukraine saying that they're going to consider all Russian transport vessels in the Black Sea legitimate targets. Obviously, this can be an escalation for just in and of itself. But if Ukraine starts going further away, into the sea or into the waters to go after these targets, can something else happen that could draw somebody else into this war?
Look, I know people are getting mad, you know, because of the money that's been going to Ukraine, and I am too, because it was never planned out the way it should have been. If we had done the right thing by Ukraine from the very beginning, Ukraine wouldn't be where they are today, and we wouldn't keep shoveling money over there, okay? Now, having said that, NATO and the United States are restricting how Ukraine fights this war. I mean, it is a full-blown war. I mean, to the point where Putin himself has been brought up on charges of being a war criminal, okay? They're killing innocents. They're killing doctors. They're killing first responders. They're destroying the country. Now, if you were Ukraine, if you were Ukrainian government, you were Ukrainian military, what would you do in order to fight? What would you do? You'd do anything and everything. And most of all that is, I would argue, should have been done a long time ago, go after the supply chain. That's one of the very first things you do is go after your enemy's supply chain, which is the reason that bridge, in my opinion, was blown up twice. So why is everybody questioning how Ukraine is trying to defend itself or fight a war? How about everybody just kind of go in there and say, okay, Ukraine, we're going to send you government contractors. Remember we used to do government contractors? They were just all over Afghanistan.
Blackwater, yep.
Well, I mean, that's long gone, but send these people in there, not to the front line, but to help them tactically. I mean, give me a break. Has anybody, you know, we're worried about Maui and how Maui looks and so forth. I get it, and we should. But the devastation, the death, now this war in Ukraine has gone on since 2014. Who was president in 2014? Why?
Obama.
So we're facing 10 years of this.
Mm-hmm.
Who does any of that sound right to you? Because it doesn't to me.
Well, Denise, a quick question. You mentioned about, you know, even just prior to the war, you know, like it should never have started. What sort of moves or what sort of position do you think the United States or the Western allies basically could have had? Would anything have stopped this invasion?
Well, plenty could have stopped it. You could have actually done an embargo. You could have done a land embargo and you could have done a sea embargo. But the invasion really, it's complicated now and didn't have to be, but the invasion didn't start, you know, just 2 years ago. The invasion again started in 2014.
With Crimea, right?
Yeah. Well, no. No. There was fighting going on in the Donbass region in 2014. They've been fighting there ever since. What? Who fights a war for 10 years on a border?
All right. Well, in other words, go ahead, Captain.
I was going to say we got a caller. Want to take your call? Real quick.
Absolutely.
Sure.
All right. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah. One simple thing. This is Europe's war in the Ukraine. We should just duck out of it altogether and put pressure on the European countries to sponsor Ukraine and just have them support them. And that's what they're not doing. All right. That's it, Cap.
All right. What do you think, guys?
Well, I'm going to disagree with that. I understand the argument, and I was there for a while. But take a look at Poland right now, because Belarus has become a client state of Russia.
Yep.
And the Belarus and Russia are challenging that Poland border. Okay?
Yep.
You know, the Ukraine was really a pipeline. It is a massive pipeline of oil and gas coming out of Russia going to Europe. So, yeah, in that respect, it is Europe's problem. But we already know that they don't have a spine. So we are the experts. We should be tactically, should have been all along, tactically fighting, helping Ukraine fight this war. And nobody did. Including Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He was sending better equipment over there. Not that he wasn't sending necessarily cash, but he was sending, you know, things that Obama, what was he sending? Just, you know, blankets and MREs.
Yeah.
Okay. But we wouldn't have had to send the cash, and we wouldn't have to keep sending the cash if Ukraine wasn't in this situation because of the West. That we've never let them fight the way they're supposed to. Now, let's go back even further. Why is Ukraine broke? I would argue that if you go back and look at the Ukrainian leadership long before Zelensky, billions and billions of dollars were stolen by Russians and fraudulent Ukrainians out of the banks.
Yep. Well, here comes the music, so to be continued tonight in the weekend edition. I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about. Have yourself a great day and stay cool.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle, hang on. We'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along in the darkness across America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The Salvation Army is asking for donations and volunteers in Hawaii as they deliver meals to those impacted by the fires on Maui. Jack Cronin has that update.
The Salvation Army says they're providing meals at the Red Cross Pukalani Shelter and other locations for thousands of people across the island. They're asking for large volume meals from restaurants, but they unfortunately can't accept small private home prepared meals because of safety standards. Instead, people can donate money that will be used to fund the meals, with the Salvation Army saying 100% of all donations designated as disaster relief will be used to support disaster operations. A list of volunteer opportunities and ways to donate can be found online at hawaii.salvationarmy.org. I'm Jack Cronin.
The man accused of killing five of his neighbors in their southeast Texas home earlier this year is pleading not guilty. Francisco Oropeza is charged with capital murder for the April shooting in San Jacinto County. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. They are on you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Their website, simply naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, take a look at what they have to offer. Take a look at the campuses they have, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, the other side of the bay. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one or both of their campuses. Now, if it were me and I wanted to become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a high-paying, in-demand job, you will never have to look for work again. You'll have it wherever you want to go, however you want to do it. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. You get that FAA certification, and away you go. And as I say, up you go in the wild blue yonder. All right. Let me bring Kyle Warren back into this. I just happened to cook that one up. Up you go into the wild blue yonder, right?
That's right, yeah. Was that the Air Force?
It sure is.
Or something?
Yeah. Because that's where I'm starting my discussion with the Air Force. Now, the Air Force's massive mobility war game in the Pacific has been going on, the Mobility Guardian, which helped to solidify the use of the so-called second island chain, as a key logistics hub for the U.S. and its allies in a future war. And they were getting it done. They were getting it done out there. There's other places other than Pearl Harbor where you keep stuff in the Pacific, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So what do you think? What do you think?
Well, I think it sounds very interesting what they're doing, what you're describing. Very cool.
Well, it's something that needs to be done, and from time to time you need to practice to make sure that you know what in the hell you're doing, and you got the right equipment and the right personnel doing what they're doing. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, I noticed yesterday in the afternoon I was starting to see some different helicopters and different aircraft show up for the response efforts at Maui in Hawaii, and they're still trying to see if they can find some survivors. But the bad part about all this, folks, and we heard about this last night, and I told you, don't be shocked if the death toll goes way up. There's hundreds of people that are missing that they have no idea where they're at. You knew that, right, Kyle?
Yes, of course, yes.
And the way the fire burnt, a lot of people we know had no opportunity to get out. And if they went back to try to get their pets or something like that, they got caught in this, and it's just a shame. And now they're starting to find people that drown that are floating in the ocean. So, you know, you're going to run into that, too, because they had nowhere to go but into the water.
Well, that's right, and they didn't really probably have a choice as to at what point did they enter the water. Was it on a beach? Did they have to climb over rocks and get there? You know, this wasn't a day at the beach. This was run for your life into the water.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, as you said, some of them seem to have drowned.
Yeah. Now, the Navy has been trying to do something to keep ships afloat, and in some cases they've been stretching them a little bit. We now know that four of our destroyers will have their time of service extended from 35 to 40 years. So we'll have four destroyers in beyond the 35-year limit, which isn't a bad thing. I mean, they still float, so to say, right? And they still fire when they need to.
Well, that's right. I'm sure that they keep them, you know, ship-shaped, as they say. But at
listen
time,
to you.
Captain,
that was a great pun on words.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to keep them ship-shaped and Bristol fashion. And also, at this time, because China is now clearly having the largest navy, they continue to build all kinds of warships, all kinds of support vessels and so forth. We can't afford to start either scrapping or mothballing parts of our fleet.
Now, we did mention this with Denise, but I'm going to mention it again because it is part of the military news that I'm looking at. The U.S. is going to be sending some $200 million more in military aid to Ukraine. This goes beyond the $43 billion they've already sent to them, and it goes beyond the $13 million that you mentioned earlier on in the show. This is what they're going to do, and they're going to send it like in groups of 10, 20, 25 million, whatever, at a time. We've got to be able to account for this money. I mean, we can't just keep sending them stuff, not knowing where it's going. And the general rule of thumb, from what I've heard, is about 10% of this just is automatic waste.
Yes, most unfortunately. And you're right. President Biden is going to be asking Congress for $13 billion in new appropriations for Ukraine. And that is just an enormous amount of money.
And, of course, Russia destroyed a couple of drones near Moscow. As the Ukraine is getting deeper and deeper and deeper with their drones going after targets.
Well, that's right. And, you know, obviously, when you talk about drone attacks in Moscow and so forth, this makes Putin go even harder on targeting civilians, I think, in Ukraine. These kinds of things, at least to him, in his crazy mind, he believes that that's more justification, one would think.
Now, getting back to the Ukraine, the deal with Belgium and Ukraine to provide tanks, the Leopard tanks, from a private broker that has these tanks that's selling them. These are used tanks, but they're still can be fired. Dozens of battle tanks for sale are being bought by the Ukraine to get them over there and be able to use them as soon as they can.
Well, that's right, and this is another reason why the Russians, of course, are creating all these minefields and so forth, because for that very reason, anticipating more tanks of that nature, yeah.
And I'll bet you didn't hear about this one. The New York Times is reporting that Russian officials said one person was killed and dozens were injured in the blast of a warehouse. The warehouse on the grounds of a plant that's produced night vision devices and binoculars, according to the newspaper in Moscow.
Very interesting indeed. Very interesting. And, you know, all these different things go together. It makes us wonder, you know, number one, how long is the war going to continue? Does there seem to be any tipping point, you know, in sight here?
And the president was in Utah to mark the anniversary of the toxic burn pit legislation that was passed a little while back. And, of course, this is where they had that gentleman who was apparently planning to assassinate the president, and he got involved in a gunfight, and he's no longer with us. But we'll find out more about that. There's a lot of people want to know the answers to a lot of questions about that bird.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. You're talking about the PACT Act.
Yep.
About the toxic and toxic poisoning and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the DARPA and the White House launched a $20 million artificial intelligence cybersecurity challenge. The Biden administration also unveiled a new executive order, which is targeting U.S. investment in China with artificial intelligence, the quantum and microelectronic tech that we have shared with China in the past, and we better not be sharing any of that.
Well, that's right, and I think this is, you know, having to do with chips and things like that. But the quantum computing, we hear about artificial intelligence. Something tells me, Captain, we start pairing artificial intelligence with quantum computing, and you know, it's the Terminator, basically. This is a very, very, very important field, and it could be very volatile.
So what do you got?
Well, you know what? One of the Army bases here in on the West Coast, Joint Base Leeward-McChord, evidently, Captain, they're going to now start getting some allocations authorized to buy AC units as they move toward having, get this, I wonder if back in your day in the Armed Forces, I don't think you had air-conditioned barracks.
Nope.
Nope.
We had windows open barracks.
That's right. That's right. Well, Joint Base Leeward-McChord, home to the 2nd Infantry Division's Striker Brigades, has virtually no air conditioning in its barracks, and this is just south of Seattle, but looks like they might be getting that pretty soon.
Yep, that's part of their multi-billion construction that they're doing around a lot of the different bases. Okay, hang in there. Folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The team at Moss Nissan prides itself on creating a family-like environment, both for their employees and their customers. And when it comes to providing you with the information you need to make an informed car buying decision, their staff is second to none. Whether you're looking for your first car, reliable transportation for everyday life, or a larger vehicle for your growing family, they have options for every situation. So please don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. I promise you'll be glad you did. Experience the Moss difference.
All righty, and that's Moss Family Automotive with the Moss Nissan and the Moss Acura dealership. By the way, the Acura and the Nissan dealership are side-by-side on North Florida Avenue right here in Tampa. And check them out. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Okay, let's go back to the phone line. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, hanging in there. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
Okay, going to go down and say good morning to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm going to start out with something the Supreme Court did, and it was, I guess, a surprise to a few people, but not a lot of people that have been paying attention. They blocked a nationwide settlement with OxyContin, the maker Purdue Pharma, that would shield members of the Sackler family who owned the company from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids. What do you think about that?
Yeah, they're looking to, probably allow for more lawsuits to come into place when it comes to this. It was the top story this morning, Wall Street Journal. I didn't get a chance to go through it and read it yet, and just another kind of side story, and it's obviously a major story when it comes to our nation's continued drug problem. And it's something that I've lamented for a very long period of time here in this country. And again, it's something we need to really get control over. I mean, it starts people on the addiction of opiates, and then they can no longer afford them and get them, and they move on to other things like fentanyl and heroin and other items, and it's not good. We're losing over 100,000 people a year. Mortality in this country has gone down. And in a side story, Captain. I don't know if you saw that there was the presidential candidate in Ecuador that was assassinated.
That's right.
Reform candidate that was assassinated. And I talked about this on one of my podcasts yesterday, and I said, you know, people, you know who really killed this guy? You know, they say it's some sort of Los Lobos thing. They didn't really kill him. Indirectly, the United States and Europe killed him, because Ecuador used to be a peaceful country, never had any problems, and now the narco traffickers have gone in there, and the narco traffickers are going in there because they want to ship drugs to the United States and Europe. And as long as we keep doing the drugs here in the United States, the violence is going to continue in these places around the globe. And I remember it was one of my, I think it was one of the best anti-drug commercials I ever saw. It was in the wake of 9/11, where they actually ran an ad out there saying, hey, listen, you do drugs, you're supporting the terrorists. Because what did the Taliban make? They made heroin. And it got pulled quickly, and I don't know why. But, yeah, I mean, we're part of the problem equation this as well, because we're the drug users, and the Europeans are the drug users, and we're part of the problem.
Yeah, I saw the report about the presidential candidate being assassinated, and I also saw the reference to the Mexican cartels they believe were partially responsible, although they couldn't prove it. Okay. Here we go. The Federal Reserve probably got what it wanted in the July inflation numbers. The Biden administration was not quite as lucky, because even though inflation was cool, it wasn't cool enough.
It wasn't cool. Again, raise your hand, people, if you think your prices are going down, if your grocery prices are going down, if your energy prices have really come down from the way they were just a couple years ago. It's not.
Nope.
It's silly right now. You watch all the barking seals on all these television programs, all excited because it came in lower than expectations. Do you feel like it's lower? I don't feel like it's
lower. No, I can tell you that just by the price of gas in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's just enough. They're insulting our intelligence.
But they don't use gasoline or food as part of their cost index.
Well, yeah, that's you know, the thing. Oh, it's too volatile. Boy, it's the only thing that matters,
yeah.
In my opinion. It's the only thing that matters.
Yep, because that's going to tell you what's going to happen. And then when that goes up, it goes up. By the way, what do you think about Joe Biden now becoming a regular figure on the Weather Channel?
I don't know if anybody actually was paying attention to watch it. It's almost, you know, ridiculous. At its face. I mean, what was it? It was mostly climate change nonsense, wasn't it?
That's right. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just, you know, trying to play into that. And then he said something ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he came up with some, we spent $300 million on a climate change facility.
Yep.
So why? You seen Joe that changes the weather now? I mean, he doesn't even know what he's saying.
Kyle's got a couple of questions. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And, well, I suppose, you know, you're talking about cooling inflation. When they say cool, do they mean it doesn't get any hotter? You know, I guess, is that technically a cooling? That being said, I did want to ask you about this, because it looks like the Fed might be getting to the end of the rate hikes, but it also looks like they might basically get a lot more start to dry up some of the liquidity in the markets if they come through and they don't reinvest some of this money that comes in from these bonds and so forth. What do you think about a liquidity issue on the horizon?
I've heard some talk about that. I mean, liquidity is definitely down. Over the past, they've, you know, shortened their balance sheet to some degree over the past 18 months. I'm really not that concerned about that. I really think that the Fed is probably going to end up starting to lower rates sooner rather than, quite frankly. I think that's going to happen.
Well, that would certainly be a boon to a lot of consumers who do tend to look at the interest rates and say, well, if they're comparatively high, I don't feel as much like I can go buy a house, or I can get more credit, or I can take on a big expense. But if interest rates are lower, then maybe I can. Is there a psychological component to this, isn't there?
Well, the problem was that because the Fed was so slow to react, to what was taking place and calling inflation transitory, they had to raise rates very, very quickly. And because of that, you know, there wasn't enough supply. There's not enough supply of homes here in the United States. And this is why we haven't seen the price of homes actually come down. That's a problem. They haven't come down because there isn't enough inventory, and people who are want to move that live in existing homes are saying to themselves, gee whiz, I got a mortgage rate at 3%. You know, I don't want to get out of that at this point in time and pay 7%. So that's actually causing right now inflation in the housing market when normally that wouldn't be the case. We're really behind the eight ball when it comes to inventory. And this is why, unfortunately, people don't understand that it's not just a demand problem when it comes to inflation, it's supply as well.
Well, right. No, that's very interesting indeed. And, of course, right now in this post-war, in the entire post-war period, it's now being said that this is really the first time that there's been significant progress in terms of raising the interest rates to try to combat inflation, but without a commensurate increase in unemployment rate. Are we truly off into some unknown land here, or is this going to even out, or is this expected?
Listen, you know, it's hard to tell at this point in time. It really is. Again, there's so much inflation that's packed in that has nothing to do with, a lot of it has to do, quite frankly, with government regulations. I did a story yesterday talking about the EPA and the expense that they're causing for people with air conditioners and chlorofluorocarbons and putting the refrigerant in, how much more expensive that's going to be. It's going to be even more next year. So many things out there that are raising the cost. So it's not all about interest rates.
Well, right, exactly.
Okay, I got a question here. We were talking about gasoline and whatnot. It looks like as if, Kyle and Chris, it looks like as if EVs have kind of reached a plateau and we're kind of stuck right now, especially with the inventory of the Fords and the Teslas sitting around. But I saw something yesterday that really got my interest raised in the EVs, and that was a Cadillac Escalade, the brand new Escalade. It was sitting up higher in the air than the normal ones, and it had two great big batteries down underneath it. You could see that, but it had a range of 450 miles. Finally, something that made sense.
Sure, and it's $130,000 plus.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I liked what I saw, but oh well.
Over $130,000.
That's
not your starter vehicle, your family. I mean, for most people, they can't afford that. I mean, let's be honest, that's crazy.
Nope, it is crazy. All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Monday. You have yourself a great weekend, and stay cool wherever you're at.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Hear his program on many of these same stations over the weekend, and I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.